Greetings, Liddell. This is Bob Riles, your host to the Grace Radio series, Voices. This new adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. Our program today features a recent speaker at our Slidell Ministers Association meeting. Hope you enjoy it.
Let's see, who's next on the list? Oh, I know who's next on the list. Toya. I want to just say briefly, I met this young woman. I was at the Ministerial Alliance of Greater St. Tammany, even better known around here, as MAGST, and she was speaking about some of the work that she does in the community through her job. And I was so impressed about with her being excited and how she cares about people. And that's what really turned me on. And so I asked her to come today and tell her her testimony about herself, but to interweave and really tell us what makes her get up in the morning and want to do something for God. So, Tanya, we're so glad that you're here.
Absolutely.
When you leave here today, you'll be blessed to hear what this young woman is doing in our community.
Awesome. Thank you.
You gotta be good after that introduction.
Oh, I know I would. I told him I would definitely make him proud, right? Yeah. And so, again, my name is Toya Jordan. I am born, well, first, let me give thanks to God, right? This is truly God's platform. I'll never forget the moment that I walked in the room and to be here for the very first time. I actually kind of sat in the back and I just kind of paid attention and I watched everyone and I say, man, this is amazing place with amazing people and just the spirit of God just being in the room. I was like, man, I just got to come here just for my feel good, right? And so, but just to, of course, learn a lot of you as I've been visiting. It truly has been a blessing. But just to introduce myself, I was born and raised in New Orleans. Great parents. My mom's a school teacher. My dad worked in construction and, you know, lived in a home with my grandmother who Christ was number one and ahead of our household on how we grew up. And so, living there, we moved to Slidell 14 years ago. My husband and I, the love of my life, met him at 18 years old. At the age of 22, I told him, you got to put a ring on it. So he did. And so we decided to build our home here in Slidell. And so we've been in Slidell now for 15 years. And it has truly been an amazing community. It's where we decided to raise our family and live our life here. And so I actually finished school and things like that. After I finished school, I decided at that moment, you know, when you're raised in a household where you put Christ first, a lot of times in life, you really don't understand the direction. You have your own plans, but God has his plans as well. And I'll never forget, I was telling my mom what my plans were, and she laughed at me. And I'm like, what is so funny? Like, this is like the most serious thing I'm trying to have a conversation with you about. And she said, what you don't understand is that your plans are not God's plans. And that was the first time in my adult life that I understood at that moment that he has the road already paved for you. And all the time, the direction it is and the things that we want out of life, right? We may not get it when we want to, but God says, you know what? I have the last say in this. And so that was my first introduction of understanding that Christ was definitely the head of my world. At that moment, I begin to understand that your life and your purpose here is to be a servant.
Yes.
In whatever capacity that may be. And so at that moment, I said, you know what? I said, when I get up, my job every day is to make the dash in between count.
Yeah.
Because I don't know when is that day that he's going to decide to call me home.
Exactly.
And so at that moment, I understood that, okay, to be a servant or to be a servant leader in any capacity of what it is that you do is to really help change someone else's life. It's not about you anymore. And so as I begin to learn those things at a very young age and things of that nature, I stopped questioning what God had for me. And I started living as a servant and just watch him work, right? And so with that being said, my profession of course, what I do is I help people in a capacity of understanding that your prayers and what God has in the Bible for you is true. You can live a life of abundance. You can live a life of happiness. That is the pursuit, right? And so when you do that, you just need a little bit of guidance and instructions on how to do those things. Yeah. And so that's when I decided, or should I say God decided, that was the plan that he was going to have for me. I always thought that I would work at the telephone company at Bell South and retire there for 30, 40 years, right? So my mom, look, I found my dream job. And so so God said, you know what? I have other plans for you. And not all the time it's wrapped in the present that you're looking for. And so if someone would have ever told me that this would be my profession and this is how I would be a servant to God, I would have been like, are you sure about that? Right. And so, but he did. He did. He called me to do something really, really tremendous in people's lives and to be able to touch people's lives on a daily basis. And so as I, of course, live my daily life of going out into the community, my first job is to teach people about the Lord Jesus Christ. Because with that, anything is possible. I say, do you understand that God really can move mountains? He really can, right? And so with that being said, I got a chance to meet Pastor Morris and Bob at an event. Didn't know who they were. I believe Greg was in a room. Were you there, Greg? Yeah. Greg was in a room, right? And so I didn't know anyone that was there, but I felt so welcomed at that event. And I mean, me and Pastor Morris, I mean, we just hit it off. We was just sitting at the table talking and stuff. And I was like, that's a really cool dude, you know? And so he did, and he was, you know, so he was very, very nice and very just welcoming. And when you understand the spirit of God and when people walk around, you got to know that you have to keep that spirit within you because you never know what someone else may be going through. And so I know some days some of us may get up and we may not feel so joyous, right? But I tell you, you know, when you really get on your knees in the morning and you thank God for the day that you have that day and the change that you can make in someone else's life that day, it really does make a difference. And so how I, of course, share myself with my community, because as I told you guys, I am a servant leader. One of the areas that I help the community, I help with ministers, pastors, and also business owners in the community is understanding financial planning and that the church is not designed to bury people. Mm-hmm. And understand something, as members, because so on the outside looking in, as members, they feel as though, you know, hey, I've been dropping $100 in a collection plate, right? I've been paying my tithes and things like that. And surely if something happened to me, the church should be able to take care of me. Right? And that's wrong. So my job is to be able to help and assist people in that area. I always tell my ministers and my pastors, of course, in the community, you give us everything that we need for our souls to be saved. But people need resources come Monday morning.
Yes.
Who is it that they're going to actually go to help them get out of debt, to help them be in position where they understand, of course, that they need to take care of their finances for them and their family? Who can they go to help them with retirement and really teaching them how to be able to put themselves in position to be able to accomplish those goals? And so my whole sole purpose is to be able to get up and help people in those areas. We do it complimentary. We also give classes twice a week on teaching people the different things, of course, about finances. And so we are definitely a giving organization. I love what I do. I truly have a passion for what I do. But again, that all comes with serving the Lord Jesus Christ, right? And so, again, I'm just excited to be amongst you. If there's anyone, of course, that you may need, that may need those services, that may need help, I do financial wellness workshops for the church. And so if you guys would like me to come out and, of course, give financial wellness workshops, of course, to your congregation, we definitely do that. I'm honored to be able to serve the fire department of Slidell with their retirement, also in Madisonville and also in Covington as well. And so we already in the community helping people, of course, and organizations with their retirement. And so we just want to continue to do that. Again, you guys, I want to thank you so much for allowing me to be able to give my testimony, to let you guys know how much I truly love God and how I want to serve and how I want to be able to be the one to help people fix those things that a lot of us actually pray about and that we struggle with. And of course, that's in the area of our finances. So thank you guys again. I really appreciate all of you, of course, this platform. Love you guys and looking forward to continue to serve. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Great job. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio today. We want to hear from you. You can call us now at 985-250-1037. You can leave a comment. You can send us a text. If you have comments about today's programming, something that you heard that was of interest to you, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. We would encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell, where you can leave a comment. You can also check in on our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. There you can make a tax-deductible donation to support this station. We need the support of listeners just like you. And again, give us a call, 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again on Voices of Slidell daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.